Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the Census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by some of professional sports' greatest, including WNBA star Nneka Agumake on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to radio.com. For more.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. We love our chance to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
Morning, Mike.
How are you?
Well, we've been talking a little bit about Ron Rivera and what he said on the Score yesterday. There were a couple of things. He gave his backing to Cam Newton, said that not to be surprised, he wouldn't bet against him having a big bounce back. He also said that in terms of discussing the team name, it's a discussion for another time, and sort of did not want to get into the conversation about that. And we know that Daniel Snyder never wants to get into a conversation about that. And if not now, when? And maybe he just meant not the time on afternoon radio in Chicago, but it felt like it's not something that maybe he's been cautioned not to speak about it, because I would imagine that his personal feelings might have been difficult for him to admit to, given the stance of the owner.
Well, look, I mean, he signed on for that name when he took the job. If he had an issue with the name, then you look for another place to be a head coach. Now, you want to be a head coach, and the opportunity is there. And so that's part of what you do, and that's part of the compromise you make, and that's just the reality. There's only 32 of these jobs out there, and he wanted another one, and he was a great choice by the franchise. But I think he meant not narrowly, now isn't the time, as in afternoon radio in Chicago. I sense that whether it's the NFL and Colin Kaepernick or Washington and the team name, there's an effort to just run out the clock until those who are clamoring for something more substantive move on to something else. And then if and when attention gets refocused on the name, there'll be another excuse. Now, at least he didn't go with the knee-jerk reaction that my understanding is he and others in the organization have relied on, which is the 2016 Washington Post poll, which I think is inherently flawed, showed that 90% of self-identifying Native Americans aren't offended by the name. That poll has been questioned repeatedly. It's been undermined by subsequent polling. There was a study posted on the Cal Berkeley website, where Ron Rivera went to school, that shows that the more active Native Americans are in tribal rituals and the more they closely identify with traditional Native American identity and behavior, the more offended they are by the name. So at least he didn't go with that right out of the gates. But I didn't like the response. And I understand he's in a tough spot. But, you know, he recently said he's been tasked with leading the organization, and he believes actions speak louder than words. Well, once you make that kind of blanket proclamation, you're telling everyone, if you mean what you say, that you do have the power to make a difference. You do have the ability to go into the owner's office and say, hey, Dan, now's the time to change this name. And it doesn't mean he has to threaten to quit, right? And if he gets fired, people are like, oh, he doesn't want to get fired. Well, if he gets fired, he gets all of his money. You can't fire a guy for cause because he comes out and says, you know what, this is probably a good time to change the name of the team. So I was disappointed by it because I was hoping that maybe he would be more open to the concept, but it seems like he just wants to turn the page and talk about something else.
Well, I think it stood out, Mike, is because 2 weeks ago or so, he issued a memo, didn't he, internally, that made this seem very contradictory in terms of his message, in terms of the approach. The memo, from what I understand in the reporting of it, was an email to team employees where he sounded more open to this kind of change or having this kind of discussion, which is why I think when he said it yesterday, it did seem more abrupt than maybe we expected.
And I'll tell you that during that time frame that he sent that email that did kind of broadly invite employees to raise anything that they may think of that could potentially advance the cause of social justice in this moment, there were efforts behind the scenes by people in the league, not in the league office, but people who work in the business, to try to persuade Ron Rivera to take up this fight. Now, those efforts have since ended unsuccessfully, but there has been an attempt, my understanding is, to get his attention and to get him focused on this. And I thought when I saw that email, hey, this is his way of opening the door to building some sort of an internal organic push that will be more likely to get the attention of ownership than people on the outside. Because anybody who owns or operates a business resents people who aren't in that business telling them how to run the business. That's just human nature. If you can build something that bubbles up from within the walls of the organization, it's harder to deny that. Now, maybe it's a work in progress. Maybe he's just being circumspect and careful, and he's willing to kind of take the fall for now while he tries to work on something internally that would ultimately result in change. But look around. Look at the things that are changing. In the week that, as J.A. Adonde pointed out on Twitter yesterday, Mississippi ditches the Confederate flag from the upper left corner of its own flag, how is this not the time to have that conversation in this moment where we are trying to right the wrongs that have been hiding in plain sight for decades? How is this not the time? And when it's a dictionary-defined slur, and, you know, so many people push back, well, Native Americans aren't really offended. Well, how do you know they're not really offended? Well, it's not for anyone other than Native Americans to comment on this. Well, wait a minute. It's a dictionary-defined slur. So I continue to hold out hope that something will happen, but we saw what they're doing with George Preston Marshall in D.C. They're going to be doing this. If Dan Snyder ever does anything with that team that justifies him being memorialized with a statue or a monument or his name on the Ring of Fame, it's just a matter of time before he's getting the same treatment in the future that George Preston Marshall is getting now.
Mike, what was the biggest story coming out of New England? The idea that they got a quarterback in Cam Newton, or that they meanwhile, while they were doing that, were getting slapped on the wrist for another spy gate scandal, whatever, for, again, you know that it's a chronic problem if you're filming Cincinnati.
It was a beautiful exercise in PR manipulation, though, to leak that they had signed Cam Newton moments before the word came out. And I thought they dumped bad news on a Friday afternoon. See, in this new news cycle, there are no boundaries on the week. You can still dump bad news into a weekend. Everybody's working in the media and in the leagues every day. So you dump it Sunday night when hopefully no one's paying attention. So that's when that news was coming out anyway about the Patriots finally getting whacked for, I think, more their history than what they actually did that day, because I've yet to see any evidence that those yahoos that were dumb enough to film the Bengals sideline had any connection whatsoever to football operations. But to make that story not disappear, but be greatly minimized by Cam Newton's signing, it was a master stroke by the Patriots. It's why the Patriots are who they are. They always find a way in any situation to make chicken salad, and they did it on Sunday night.
I love the messaging yesterday of Cam on the treadmill during his 5-minute Instagram video explaining his point of view and his motivation. And Mike, I think he's going to be highly motivated. You wonder if he's going to be highly healthy. You wonder if he's going to be somebody that can give them what they need. Is that why it took until June 28th for him to sign with the team? And do you think it it's a worthwhile risk if you're Bill Belichick, right?
Well, financially, it's no risk at all. He took a far bigger risk with Antonio Brown last year. But when you look at his history with New England, once you start winning Super Bowls, you can roll the dice on a lot of different guys. It was a roll of the dice with Randy Moss. It was a roll of the dice with Rob Gronkowski, who plunged into round two because of a chronic back problem. He rolled the dice, Belichick did, after the 2011 lockout, trading for Chad Johnson and Albert Haynesworth. And people thought, wow, that's really gutsy. But the thing is, there's no downside if it blows up on him. And even though the financial aspect of this makes it not a gamble, it's still a gamble from the perspective of turning everything on its head, all the settled expectations for internally what the Patriots were going to be this year. Jared Stidham, Patriot way, next man up, here we go. And the reality is that you're taking a chance at the most important position on the field, that if Cam Newton doesn't work out, then how do you put the toothpaste back in the tube, and how do you get guys to rally around Jared Stidham if Newton's either not healthy or just doesn't fit? And look, this guy is uniquely individual. He has a way of doing things that doesn't mesh with that robotic approach that Patriots players have to have. And there's a chance it's just not going to work. There's a chance he's just not going to fit. You know, Chad Johnson ultimately didn't fit. And I think that because he had to check his personality and his individuality at the door, it kept him from ever really becoming who he could be. So it is a calculated risk, but the upside is enormous. It's an MVP, and if he's healthy, Cam Newton is a guy who can help the Patriots get back to pretty much where they've been the past 20 years. And what a handoff from Tom Brady to Cam Newton if this works out. And if it doesn't, then, you know, Bill Belichick keeps moving. Nobody's going to say he's an idiot if it doesn't work out. That's the benefit of winning six Super Bowls.
Are you at all surprised, Mike, that the teams continue to practice, that there still are players getting together and working out despite all that has been talked about? We've certainly seen Tom Brady go about it. Now Kyler Murray is working out with some of his teammates in Texas, and there's surges going on in Florida and Texas. Does it surprise you at all that this hasn't been ordered to cease or encouraged to stop? I mean, it's been encouraged to stop, but it doesn't appear like it's stopping in any fashion.
Yeah, unless and until somebody has the power to tell these guys do not do it and can back it up with some form of tangible consequence, they're going to keep doing it. The thing that has stunned me, though, and I got to give Kyler Murray and his teammates credit, because they were together last Sunday to Wednesday, and they had everything planned, and then a day before Kyler Murray was paying to bring 20 guys to Dallas, the NFLPA said, we recommend you don't do any of this until camp opens. Kyler Murray and his teammates did not tweet out videos. They did not put things on Instagram to rub it in the NFLPA's face. Tom Brady, for whatever reason, vanity and ego run amok, desire to project whatever message he wants to project to his 7.7 million Instagram followers overcame what should have been discretion. And really think about it. If the NFLPA is telling these guys, don't do it, and you have reason to think that other quarterbacks with other teams are going to comply with that advice, why are you putting out there that you're doing it? Because all it's going to do is encourage other quarterbacks on other teams to do the same thing, thereby eliminating the strategic edge that you acquire by doing it when others aren't. So it's just stupid to announce it to the world. Beyond the fact that you're giving the NFLPA the middle finger and sending a horrible message that will be heeded by younger players, by anyone who is on this end of the spectrum where it's just the flu, it's just a hoax, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Beyond how irresponsible it is socially, it's stupid because he squandered his edge, because we saw all the videos last week. Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, all these guys are doing it because they see Tom Brady's doing it. Now, they may be doing it anyway, but seeing Tom Brady blatantly do it is not going to keep guys from getting off their couch and going out and working with their teammates.
Right. So the NFL remains steadfast, Mike. July 28th is the date training camps open. How closely, though, are NFL officials watching what happens with Major League Baseball's return to play, with the NBA's, you know, descending into Florida and Orlando, and the way the NHL has now maybe talked about pushing back its phases a little bit? How closely will this be monitored and keep an open mind, and maybe they'll have to push back their dates as well?
Well, I think that they are watching things very, very carefully. I think that there's an element of let's see how all this goes that the NFL doesn't want to admit right now. But we're getting closer and closer to the point where the rubber meets the road. And something I wrote yesterday, July 28 is when camps open. Teams are allowed to have rookies show up a few days early. There's at least one team that isn't even going to bother. Think about that. You haven't had your rookies in the building at all. You've never even had a chance to shake their hands, for crying out loud, right? And teams are going to choose to not bring in their rookies a few days early because they're scrambling to get everything ready. They're scrambling to comply with the protocols. They're scrambling to get everything in place so they have some hope of controlling the spread of this virus in their facilities when training camp opens. And, you know, the thing that concerns me more than anyone else, and there's comments out there from Shaq Barrett, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end, he's concerned about going back to Florida. I'd be concerned about going anywhere where the virus seems to be washing through the population unchecked right now. So it's going to be difficult for the NFL. The Saints have sent out a clear message, wear a mask. For whatever reason, the issue became politicized a couple of months ago. It's ridiculous that it ever was, and I hope that that pendulum is swinging toward people realizing that if you want to be a responsible citizen, if you want to protect yourself, if you want to protect others, and ultimately, if you want to be selfish and just say, I want my football this fall, throw all the other reasons away. If you want your football this fall, put a damn mask on. And I think that's the message that the NFL needs to start getting out to everyone, or this is just going to be a house of cards that falls apart by the time we get to the middle of September.
Great stuff, Mike. Thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always a joy. David, great show today. Great talking to you. I want to thank everyone for calling, texting, and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
You're the only guy in America who could lose 25 pounds, get in great shape, and still have handlebars and a gut.
Wow, that's that, Dustin. Thanks to Kevin.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yeah, don't play that other cut because I can't get it out of my head. That's Kevin Seabeck, of course. And Ray, bless you, Ray. God bless you for all your hard work.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
Now, all day, David. That's in my head all day.
It's all day long. Okay. Like Stell. Have a great day, Molly.
All right, buddy. God bless. It's Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7, The Score.
That segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever. So as America adjusts to the new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly. 670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the Census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by some of professional sports' greatest, including WNBA star Nneka Agumake on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to radio.com. For more.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.